Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And what's going on, everybody? Well, they didn't like the markets too much on Tuesday. Gave them a little beat down. No surprise. I think the interesting story is the non-interest in good news. Another Dow stock reported. McDonald's had great earnings and did not do very well, you know, and that is a key sign of one of the things we watch is when good news is no longer good news. Okay. McDonald's got knocked down $5. Okay. On great earnings. Now, what does it really mean? Well, what it really means is that they've already kind of priced in the news. And that's something that we have to recognize is the market is changing, okay? And things are starting to happen a little bit worse for the market. You know, everybody's such a big fan of oil, but oil it was down all day and then got clobbered late in the day, finishing down about $1.50. The bonds continue to hit the Drano switch. So I think you're seeing a bunch of things that are telling us that, you know what? There's trouble in River City. That's all I can tell you. Trouble, trouble, trouble. And, you know, again, it doesn't mean that tomorrow is going to break them or the next day or the day after. It just means, you know, where will we go from here? How will we react to the Fed statement? How are we going to react to the jobs number? All right. One thing we know for sure is interest rates, they are climbing. All right. And if we continue to ignore all these warning signs, you know what's going to happen. It happens all the time. This is not new. I think that, you know, you saw Bitcoin get clobbered again. And really what you're seeing here is a liquidation of a lot of assets. And, you know, again, I'm not worried about it today. I don't know that this is going to be the start of it. I think that the volatility was tipping it off, as we continued to say. I think there's a lot of things that go on in the market, and but overall, as was in our thesis, right? We thought that the markets would sell off and that the money would go into the grain markets. And look at the grain markets. Wheat is now back up near 460. Not that long ago, it was at 410, and we started getting on the buying rampage. Corn was in the 340s. Now it's in the 360s. Soybeans have held at 985 level. So, again, you're seeing a little bit of a movement over. And I want to see how much the Fed can continue to manipulate the dollar, okay? Because the dollar is the key here. As they say, the key lies with Charlotte. The dollar holds the key here. They're going to lose control of the dollar. You can bet on it, all right? And when the dollar starts to rally and rates are still going up, you better duck, because that could be the black swan event that we were expecting to potentially see. And look, I'm not negative. I'm just telling you the facts, you know, all the debt and everything else going on. Now that debt's going to start to rise just on its own. You know, it's like, a credit card. You get that 0% interest or 3% interest, and all of a sudden now it's 5, now it's 6, now it's 7. It changes the dynamics. And I think you're going to see a picture that is not going to be worth 1,000 words. It's going to be worth a couple of 3,000 to 5,000 Dow points at least. But again, that doesn't mean it's starting tomorrow. It just means that you're starting to see enough warning signs out there that we have to be prepared for what could be a disaster in the making. All right. And that is something that is extremely important for everybody to understand, that when these things start to happen, they start to mushroom. They start to have a, you know, like a snowball getting bigger and bigger as it comes down the hill when Bugs Bunny's running away from it, or Wile E. Coyote. But we have issues that we don't want to deal with. And that is something that becomes a problem in what we do. I mean, it will benefit us if you're prepared. But if you're going to sit there and pray and hope, you know, again, the real key is going to be the next big rally, which we will have one. And if that next big rally fails, you know, somewhere between, you know, and here and the highs, that would be another sign saying, hey, you could see some trouble. And again, this is not to create a fear or to scare you. This is just saying, hey, be prepared, be ready for what can happen. Don't think that, you know, it can't happen again. You know, just because everybody out there in the media is telling you that this time is different, and all the greedy brokers and advisors that want your money in the market telling you that this time is different, it ain't never different. You're going to see a kick. Now, you had volumes on Tuesday that we haven't seen for I can't tell you how long. I mean, volume was gargantuan in the scheme of what we've seen. I mean, we had been under, just to give you a point of comparison, we had been under 100,000 contracts in the Dow futures forever. I mean, we had some days that were in the 50s, 60s, but 100 was about the best we saw, okay? Now, Tuesday, you had 304,000 contracts trade, okay? What does that tell you? So now we had, this is the first time we had a key reversal on Monday, and we followed through on Tuesday. Now, I would suspect that, you know, a run down to probably 25,500 or something like that in the future would be an area that we might see the turnaround and get a little bit of a rally. Again, we're not going straight down, I don't believe. I believe you're going to see a rally, and I think the rally will be vicious, and it's going to look really good. And that's when you have to say, hey, it ain't good enough for me, okay? And that's really what our focus should be, is when and how to handle. So right now, you wouldn't want to be a seller into the hole. What you want to wait for is that next rally. And when that rally comes, you want to be prepared to go ahead and sell into it. And that's what we'll look for. And you'll have plenty of time. I will keep you updated, as I do with Bubba's Daily Updates. And if you're not getting them, you should. You know, every day I update the markets right after the close and tell you what I saw and tell you what to look for the next day. It's a little, about a 3 to 5 minute video that I email right to you every day. And you can get that at BubbaTrading.com. It's free. There's no credit or nothing. You just want it. I want to help keep you informed. So make sure you check that out. Because again, I'll be able to have a much better feel and a handle on this as it gets closer and as we see the things start to change. And don't forget about my highschoolinvesting.com website and my program. We're in 300 high schools looking to get to more, but I'm running out of capital to continue to support these. I do support it myself. But anybody who wants to help a brother out, you can go to patreon.com/BubbaTrading, make a small donation, and I will give you 1 week's free of my futures advisory. And let's see if you like it. And, you know, again, I'm sure you will, since we're making money. And in the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're going to step out here for a break, and we'll be back with more of this all-exciting Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, we're coming right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and as we look at some of the notes around, and let's see what's going on in the world.
How about this? Andrew McCabe resigns, or is forced out, or is fired. Who knows what it was? Another FBI director bites the dust. How about that? I don't know. I'll tell you, it's awfully funny what's going on. You know, I got to tell you, you can like Trump or hate Trump, but you got to like all these resignations while he's in office of some of these key positions, because, you know, I don't think we ever heard of any of this stuff before. It just gets worse and worse. They record 32% of used car trade-ins are underwater. Now, again, this is something that nobody wants to ever talk about. Okay. You know, it's amazing. The debt structure in this country is ridiculous. Okay. I mean, you know, you talk about more credit card debt. It's unbelievable, which leads us to the pensions. Illinois unveiled. Now, Illinois stinks, and that's where I live. But they're not the only ones in trouble. They have to sell $107 billion in bonds to fund their insolvent pension. Now, again, how can any pension, if it was managed properly, be insolvent now with the markets going up a gazillion percent over 10 years? But this is what happens when you let the crooks play with the money. This is what happens. You end up with pensions that are in trouble. Okay. So this is just the start of states that are going to have trouble. And again, Illinois is bad to begin with, but there's others out there. They keep talking about the cryptomania crash. You know, I don't know. Listen, I'm in. As I told you, I own BitShares, I own Bitcoin, I own IOTA, and I own something else. Okay. Now again, I'm not saying they're great investments. I'm just in a small way, but I don't see the crash. I see Bitcoin or the space. It may not be Bitcoin. I have some Ethereum. That's okay. Earth, Ethereum, whatever the hell it's called. I see this as a viable space that's going to be real and spectacular. Now, whether or not it comes down a lot, that wouldn't surprise me a bit. I mean, again, any market, no matter what it is, could be a bubble. I mean, I think the stock market is a bubble right now. That's my opinion. I think Amazon is a bubble right now, but I think Netflix is getting taken over, which goes back to my original theory. But I mean, there may be a countdown, but a crash, but it's not going out of business, I don't think. And I think you're going to see that you're going to find out that the guy who called it phony, Jamie Dimon, probably owns some as well. Oil rigs up sharply. I don't know. Again, they keep telling me about oil. Now, you know, we keep pumping more oil. We've got a 200-year supply. Rigs keep going up in count. They're just putting more into the system. What's going to happen? And I own Mars, right. That's correct. What's the holy crap, young man? U.S. dollar sustained pressure. Good news for gold? I don't know. I don't really think so. I think that gold is, you know, again, I'm a believer that gold is a commodity. I don't believe that it's a hedge against your portfolio. I don't believe bonds are a hedge against your portfolio either. I think that as they say, it's an old bubby mice that bonds and your portfolio, because bonds go down just like the your portfolio does when the markets get in trouble. And I got news for you. Okay. All that fixed income, the way this is all working out right now, and if the Fed does get trapped, you're going to see the bonds and the markets go down together. It won't be the first time. You know, the yield curve is still in trouble. So there's a lot of issues here that have to be dealt with, but yet you've got to listen to these idiots that only have one interest. They want your money in the market so they can get their commission. Oh, yeah. No shit. Oh, excuse me. 5 reasons why I think Bitcoin will hit 100,000. I don't think it'll hit 100,000, but it could. Again, you've got two factions here. You've got two sides of the market here that could make it go either way. The guy who wrote this, I think, is phony. Okay, but it could be enough, you know, to rally these markets. You know, again, my sources tell me that Bitcoin will not be the one that actually is the final say. So they tell me that their technology is slow, it's expensive. And, you know, again, I don't know. I have very little knowledge when it comes to the inner workings of these. But there's right now, I think, 2,100 different cryptocurrencies out there right now. And I think that I actually know the guys who run or own, you know, I don't know what to call it, BitShares, which is why I have that. And IOTA is, which is the one I told you I would tell you about when I was ready, is owned by Microsoft. Okay. And the only reason I own Bitcoin at all is because you need it to buy other things. Okay. You know, not all these things take, not all these places take cash. Mnuchin Trump react to dollar comments. You know, listen, they can talk all they want about strong dollar. Trump loves the weaker dollar. Okay. Mnuchin loves the weaker dollar. Everybody who's got a lot of money loves the weaker dollar. They love the ability to get cheap money. They're not kidding anybody. All right. The weaker dollar and the dollar will be the reserve currency. Never fear. All right. It ain't going away. Believe it or not, we're only getting stronger against the rest of the world. You know, China's got a lot of trouble that they're not talking about yet. The Eurozone's in trouble. There's a lot of trouble out there. But because of the artificial flood of money, we're not seeing it yet. How about this guy, Stephen Wynn, accused of decades of sexual misconduct? It's amazing how these things are coming out. And I'm sure it's 100% true. I don't know. I have no basis of that. But you see what happened to the stock down 40%. Excuse me. Yeah, no, 20%. Stock was down 20% on this news. Why the savings rate is a reason to worry about U.S. growth. Look at the savings rate. Look at what's going down. We have nobody can save any money. This goes back to my original theory that where's the money? Okay, it's not being spread out. Now, again, the tax plan, I didn't particularly care for it as it was written and as it came out. But I do like the fact that they are giving out bonuses. And, of course, some people will say, well, those are crumbs. But they're giving out the money. Now, again, they have a reason to give out the money because it's a tax benefit to them to give out the money. But what's the difference? They're giving out money. And you know, for a lot of people, $1,000 is a lot of money. You know, over 60% of America doesn't have $1,000 saved for an emergency. So, again, the savings rate's a problem. And again, it's becoming a bigger problem, which is why these rates should be a lot higher and which is why the Fed's going to get trapped here, because the rate should have been higher and they should have been hiking. You know, think about it. The market's up from 6,000 to 26,000, yet the rates have hardly gone up. Now, where's the equilibrium there? Why would someone save if you can only get less than 1%? Well, saving means put it somewhere where you have it, access to it. So if your boiler or your heater breaks down, you have money. Okay, you don't have to put it on your credit card. How about the ETF BC? Is that out yet? BC, is that a Bitcoin ETF? I'll look at that when we get there. Your bias, here's how that's ruining your trades. And again, this is one of the problems I try to discuss all the time. If you have an opinion and you're not following the footprint, then you're ruining your own trades. Okay. Things may not be rosy as they seem. And again, that's my theory here, is that we aren't as in great shape as we think we are. And again, listen, I'm American. I want the economy to be great. I want everybody to make money. I want it to be a great place. I just don't like the way that we do things. I don't like that the Fed has to manipulate everything to make it so, because really all it does is it makes the corporations, big corporations, and they're very wealthy, a lot wealthier, and it makes the companies a lot bigger. I don't want to see too big to fail. I want to see a bunch of small businesses out there, because the small businesses pay more money, they pay more taxes, and they pay their employees better. Can you send something out on how to buy Bitcoin? Yeah, sure. It's a pain in the butt. It took me about a month to learn how to do it, but yes, I will. We may not like the division in the country, but Trump's policies are working. Well, you know, the division is no longer race biased. It's now party biased. And as you know, my opinion is both parties are ignorant. I don't like the far left or the far right. I believe that Trump is more in the center, and I do think he's shaking things up. And I also think, and I think one of the things you can witness, again, whether you like him or you hate him, you can witness one thing. Okay, he has not caved into the debt ceiling yet, letting the Democrats win, but letting them sneak in a crappy bill, which has been the history. One of the reasons this country has so much debt is because every time we have one of these budget debates or these debt ceiling debates, the opposing party, whoever it happens to be at the time, always sneaks in some garbage bill that costs a lot of money. All right. So I think that is one of the things here at issue. And I think that's one of the things that Trump is doing. And I applaud him for standing strong here. And hopefully he will be here.
This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back after the break with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz.
I don't need baggy clothes or rings.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and we're taking some notes and checking some things out, and here we go.
He doesn't give in like he gave in on the tax plan. Fake news, fake news. I mean, I don't know. I'm getting tired of hearing it. I don't understand how these big news organizations can continue with how, I mean, if you ever watch, you know, you may hate Fox, but at least they give both sides a chance to make their case. Now, you know, I'm not allowed on CNN too often. They make a mistake and let me on once in a while, but, you know, they think that I'm too far and I don't even get to talk about the politics. So, you know, what does that tell you? How long before the bond sell-off slam stocks? Well, again, I think we're getting close. I think this is going to be a real issue. Yes, an immunity for Mueller. Amazing Dems are trying for this. U.S. savings rate at crisis low amid soaring credit card debt. Again, do you realize that the debt is over twice as much as the debt that caused the financial collapse in 2008? Again, that doesn't mean we're going to collapse. I'm just making a factual statement. How about this? Now, I got to ask you all, I don't care what side of the party you are, but who is sick of seeing politics come into play when you're watching like an award show? Am I the only one who's sick of it? Or are we, is anybody else sick of watching these idiots? And again, it doesn't matter who they are, turn an awards program or whatever into a political statement. Okay. I mean, by the way, young lady, how you feeling? I'm glad to see you. I meant to message you. I know you just got out of the hospital. You told me, how you feeling? Good. I mean, you know, again, I don't care who you like. It doesn't matter. This is just stupid. It's not even, A, it's not funny. And B, it just continues to be the divisiveness of this whole country now. And we're trying to separate. Why are we trying to separate when we have a chance to remake everything? I just don't understand it. But again, that's just me. This is my time. Trump's tariff proves he's clueless about trade. Okay, so let me ask you an open question. I will give you my answer first. You don't have to agree with me, but I think that I like the tariffs on the trades. I want to see more of this stuff because, hey, first of all, let's build an America. Let's give the jobs here. Who wouldn't pay a few dollars more, you know, to have like an iPhone? You know, you could assemble an iPhone here. It's $50 more for the phone if you assemble it in the United States of America. Who wouldn't pay the extra $50 to build it here? Okay. So I want to see tariffs. I'm tired. I had a manufacturing business. I went through all this stuff with the duty and all the other stuff. And I know how cheap it is to manufacture in China, but by the time you get done, it isn't all that much cheaper anyways. So why don't we learn to build it here? And why don't we put tariffs so that we don't put out Americans out of business? Let's see. I got a lot of comments in that. Yeah, $39 was $50. That's true. Okay. I agree with you a year or two. Yeah. And China will duplicate. China will always try to duplicate and undersell. But if you charge them a tariff, then they're going to have to, it changes the dynamics a little bit. That's all. Again, look, I'm not trying to change the world. I just think that, you know, again, NAFTA is a terrible operation, okay? Because they have the guys scam and cheat through NAFTA anyways. So what difference does it make? Okay, that's the issue. Most cheat through NAFTA. You know, there's ways you can get around that NAFTA crap, okay? So I don't know. I'm disturbed. Well, of course, I am disturbed. I'm a disturbed person anyways. China will raise by paying workers less. Vicious cycle. Yeah. The problem is not tariffs. It's tax code and foreign policy. Okay. They should also stop foreign-based call centers. I like that, too. I'm with you on all that. They're already. That's my boy. Here you go. We have to take care of American family. That's what I think. Anyways, Apple. Now, because I didn't want to put you guys in a bad shape, I told you I didn't like it. I thought it would go lower. And I said that I wasn't buying it until where? 168. Where are we? Oh, 167. Okay. Now, it's got earnings on Thursday, so there's not a lot we can do here. There's no cheap way to get long. But I look today, I was looking to maybe sneak in and buy something inexpensive. I couldn't find anything that was inexpensive to buy. All right. But it is obviously right down to where we thought it could go. Now it's either going to now go down into the 150s or it should bounce from here. Personally, I'd love to see it bounce on earnings and I'd like to sell it again. I think they've got some trouble. I think this ties into the general markets. And I right now I have to be neutral because I only got 2 days. But in the meantime, if you want to take a quick shot at it, I would expect to see a bounce in the next day or so before earnings. And typically it does rally into earnings. So we'll see. But I, unfortunately, because earnings have to be neutral. Amba. So we said, look at it at 50, very close. Now you could have made the trade and I couldn't fault you if you made the trade here. All right. You'd have lost. It stopped out today, probably. You know, again, now you have to watch this. Now, this was more of a blow off type of bottom. OK, look at the volume compared to the rest. This is a high risk play, but I would look for a way to get long in Amba for a trade, knowing that you're stepping into a potentially a high risk trade. OK, but again, this pattern just suggests that they've now possibly exhausted the sellers. All right. So I'm going to give it a neutral, but I'm just saying out loud that this is one I'd look at like you did last week, Ken, or a couple weeks ago when you bought that first dip, it popped. And now, again, we're getting another opportunity to possibly buy it. Amazon, we can't make much of a call. It's got earnings. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is going to Pluto. I mean, if I could have bought an inexpensive option, I'd have bought some puts here just out of sheer principle. Right? But there's nothing that's inexpensive. I mean, here, look at the 1402s. Here, this will get you. Here, let's go out far just for kicks. 1382 puts are $36. You're $50 away from the money, or $35 from the money, and they're $36. Okay, that's the volatility. The stock's got a $106 expected move on Thursday. And we'll be neutral here for now. Apache, Alpha Papa Alpha. And we said we wanted to sell it, and it's coming in nicely. Now, I'd be a seller here at 47. I'm a hard seller here. This is, I think, warrants selling pretty good. And I would sell at 47, 48. I think this is going to come all the way back to 40. I think it'll stop at 46 and pause maybe. I think it'll pause probably around 44. And then I say, Katie, by the door, good night. Baba, broke out of our 190. Now here, this is a trade. Now again, this is important to watch. We said you could look at it, potentially it'd sell it at 190. Okay. But notice what happened. It never stopped. It closed on its absolute high of the day. When it got through 190, which means we weren't a seller anyways, then it's gone subsequently higher from there. It's got earnings on Thursday morning, so we'll have to wait. But certainly, if it spikes on earnings, I would definitely be in line to sell it. Okay? If this goes higher on earnings, I'm definitely getting short. Okay? And I don't care if it's $1 higher. If it's higher than this, when the earnings are reported, I will be selling into it. Okay. Now, I'll try to remember and send out an email because I'll know Thursday morning before the open what I'm going to try to do. But that's the way I'm going to play this. Conoco finally had a down day. Sorry, Tom. I know it's your baby. Well, it was actually my baby originally. But, okay. Now, I think this has now put its top in. You've got a, you're a little support. You should probably get a bounce. I would be a seller at 60 here. Oh, they have earnings this week too? Jeez, Louise. That's Thursday. That's Thursday morning. So Thursday, if it rallies, I would sell this on earnings. Again, to me, a lot of the earnings has already been priced in. I don't know how much higher it's going to go from here. So I'd like to be a seller. Presentation work doesn't work. What? Hold on one second.
And, you know, this is what we look at when we look at different charts all the time. We're constantly looking for the best opportunities that we can find based on the market footprint. And that is something that I think that you have to always keep in mind, is to look for the market and look for the footprint that it leaves for you. Because, again, the markets do leave hints and clues of what they think they're going to do. And what we want to make sure is that we have the ability to go ahead and follow those hints and clues to make sure that we can make our best opportunity and our best probability model to go ahead and trade these. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. It is Wednesday, January the 31st, the Fed day, the bungling day. In the meantime, HighSchoolInvesting.com. As you know, I've been running this program for 7 years and then financed it all myself. I could use a little help. And for anybody who does, I will give you a free week of the Futures Advisory Service. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/BubbaTrading and make a little bit of a donation. And would love to have you aboard the Futures Advisory as well. And don't forget to download the show every single day at libertytalk.fm. Where you can get the full show every single day if you miss me live. And in the meantime, don't forget to get Bubba's daily update, which is available to you every day after the market closes. I email them to you. All you do is go to BubbaTrading.com, fill out the form, and you will get it for free, delivered to your inbox every single day. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back after the break with more The Bubba Show. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and we're looking at some stocks. So let's get back and look at those stocks and see what we got planned for this big earnings structure. Here we go.
Facebook earnings on Wednesday after the close. We said last week you wanted to sell it at about 188, 190. There it is. Boom and boom. But again, no big deal. It's really in this congestion band. We'll have to be, unfortunately, we'll have to be neutral here as well. I know I can't, I hate to do that, but that's, there's nothing I can do. It's got earnings. I mean, certainly, I would not be at all surprised if it popped on earnings. If it does, I will be looking to sell them some. But I also would not be surprised if it broke on earnings. And then I'd have to reevaluate it. But that is Wednesday after the close. Gilead. Spain dude, did you hear me when I said what to do earlier? Spain dude? You didn't respond to my earlier words to you. If you're in this right now, roll up to the 88 call. That's what I'm saying. Or 89 call. They got earnings next week or this week? Next week. Okay, good. Good job. This is a blow off. I mean, the minute it starts to fade, I would be a seller. I mean, there's not a level because I don't know where the level is going to be. But the minute it starts to show on a, let's say, a 30-minute chart, a couple of down, an hour that it's kind of headed a little bit lower, you could go ahead and take a stab at it. Gold, Gulf, Lima, Delta. Now, we wanted to be, you know, looking to short, but we said that we wouldn't use this to be a short in. And now this would be an area that on this particular chart, you would expect a potential bounce. It filled that little gap on the way up in here. Came right down to where it should. Now I'll make a decision. I think you'd look for a little bit of a rally, but I'd want to be a seller. But we're going to use, again, we're going to use Nugget to get short gold. Google, they got earnings this week as well. And we said you could only be a buyer of this, and it never got down to where we'd be a buyer. Again, we're going to have to watch and see. I'm sure a lot of this stuff will be resolved after the earnings. Gold is neutral. A lot of neutrals tonight. Grow, I said he could buy it. It didn't do anything. He can still buy it. Again, this is a gamble play. You're playing a little bit of the cryptocurrency space. You're playing a stock that's been holding on some support for a while. And again, this is just if you feel like gambling a little bit, this is what you're doing. And you're not buying. If you buy options here, I'm not talking to you. Okay, you can only buy the stock. If volatility is rising, shouldn't gold be rising? Why? I just said before, gold is a commodity. It has nothing to do with volatility. If we're going to see higher volatility, it's not going to be gold that's going to be rising. Right? It's going to be the dollar that's going to be rising. Gold may or may not go up. It is not a hedge, nor is it anything against anything. It's a pure commodity play like anything else. IWM, India Whiskey Michael. We will be a seller of this at 160. 160. JP Morgan, Juliet Papa Michael. Now, this is telling you that interest rates are going higher, which is no surprise. This is also telling you that it's going up. We're not going to get in the way of it. It certainly is overbought, but as I told you last week, and this has not changed, the markets have never been based on RSI as overbought as they are now, ever in history, which doesn't mean anything. They can continue to go up. So let's not, let's not get excited about it. My other little baby continues to stay. Now, remember, we talked about last week, it came up to resistance. I thought it would hold up, not held. I'd be a buyer of this at 450. This looks to be solidly in a consolidation period. It's been solid for a while. And again, it is a biotech. Who the hell knows what's going to happen? I'd be a buyer at 450, not before. Lumber Liquidators. Well, look at this. 29 to 32. Notice we can't break out it. So again, you want to look at it when it gets down to 29. As the pattern starts to turn, again, this is the same theory as GLD, GILD, G-I-L-D. If this stops, once it gets down and stops going lower, another you'd look at a, depending on your time frame, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30-minute chart, you'd look to be a buyer of this. It looks to be still in that 29 to 32 level. A friend of mine said he's long VIX as a hedge. Is that an effective hedge in this market? Absolutely not. He'll get murdered unless he sells it right away when it spikes. Okay. The VIX is not a hedge either. The only pure hedge is the one I teach. Okay. There are other things that are, that can assimilate somewhat of a hedge. But if you go back to, 2008, the VIX was at 90. Okay. The Dow was at 10,000. The Dow went to 6,000. The VIX went to 30. How'd that work out for him? FCX is doing nothing. I'll look at it later after I'm done with my stocks. Las Vegas Sands, interesting, a little sympathy down. And look where it popped from. It popped exactly where you would have thought it might have bounced from. Okay, now we're making new highs. Big day. This looks like a blow off to me. Heavy volume, big up day. I would look, again, this is, some of these trades have to take a little bit of work. If it starts to turn south a little bit, you'd look to be a seller. Definitely not a buyer. We could only be a seller, and the question is where would it be? Mara, which I own. Hey, you told me 312. Are you in now? You got down to 312 today. Did you buy, or are you still waiting? I'm still a buyer. I mean, I own it. I'm not getting out of it yet. Chopper will tell you. She'll tell you I did that with Great Atlantic and Pacific Heat Company. Las Vegas Sands could be a counter reaction to Wynn. But again, Wynn is probably a buy. Do we think that the people are going to stop going to Wynn Casino now? Do we think that the smartest guy in the industry is going to all of a sudden be in trouble? This is a well overreaction. It's just it's hard to play with a $160 stock and figure out a way to get in yet. But again, I'm a buyer of this still, just like I was with Momo. Remember, we kept talking about Momo, buy it. We were buyers off of earnings. Look at it go. Now, a very interesting thing happened. It broke above what I would consider, it's now officially filled this gap here. Okay. Now, I think you can look at this at about 30 and change as a spot to possibly buy it. It may come off and go back into that underneath there. But again, I've been bullish all along anyways. I bought it, I own it, and I'm not selling it. But I will now watch the 30 level to see what's going to happen from there. Still looks pretty good to me, but I'm a little concerned at the you know, it's gone up from 28 basically to 32 in 3 days. So I'd look for probably a little bit of a pullback. Look at this monster. Can you imagine? This stock's up $80, $60 in 5 days. This stock's in play. That's what I kept saying. That was my one concern about trying to be short it. Of course, I tried to play the inside of it, and it's gone. It was expecting a $20 move. It's got a $60 move so far. I mean, the only way to play this is you may want to take an inexpensive short position, but I would just ignore it right now. I mean,
And that's Netflix we're talking about. November Foxtrot Lima X-Ray, which has been absolutely a monster. Sold off a little bit on Tuesday, but has been just an absolute grind them out monster, baby, and continues to fight its way higher. But in the meantime, this is the Bubba Show. Todd, Bubba Horwitz, and as always, thanks so much for being a part of the show. Don't forget to download the show every day at libertytalk.fm and be a regular listener and a downloader so we can get to our goal of 1 million downloads. And don't forget Bubba's Daily Update, which I emailed you to directly. All you have to do is go to bubbatrading.com and you can sign up. It's free, and I email it to you every day sometime after the close. And that'll do it for today, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. This is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horwitz. Have a great day. Enjoy it, and we will see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.